Grace be unto you and peace from our God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text is taken from, as we said, the last book of Moses, the book of Deuteronomy. After putting up with that complaining and rebellious people for 40 years, Moses was about to die. But he spoke words of encouragement and challenge to the next generation, which now was about to enter into the promised land. Moses set a choice before them. He said, "See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandment of the Lord your God, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord God will bless you. But if your heart turns away and you will not hear, you shall surely perish." Life is a series of choices. Sometimes we don't realize that even small choices that we make have consequences. Part of growing up and part of responsibility is realizing and taking into consideration that all of our actions, all of the things that we choose to do or not do, will have consequences. It may be small choice that we make. A person who drinks and drives may kill someone and suffer the consequences of that action their entire life. Someone may be tempted to try drugs, cocaine, meth. Some of these drugs alter the state of the brain and create a continuing craving, consequences. You can look back on your life and look at the choices that you make and give thanks that God, for the most part, kept you from making the wrong choice. But let's go even one step further. Our spiritual life, our relationship with God, is a matter of the choices that we make. Just as for the children of Israel, there will be consequences to the choices that we make in our Christian walk, our life, as we walk in the way of the righteous. Let's then hear the parting words of Moses to the children of Israel and apply them to ourselves this morning. We read from the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, verses 11 through 20. You find it in your bulletin. "For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, 'Who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?' But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. And these are the words. Choices. As I get older, I think today we have too many choices. Makes life complicated and difficult for us. Almost long for the days of Henry Ford, who said, "You can have any color car you want, as long as it's black." That didn't last long either. We're working in our house in Eau Claire, looking to paint. I never realized how many whites there are. There's snow white, moon white, blue whites, green whites, choices. Look back, when we were raised, our choices were limited by, one, we didn't have much money. Second, there wasn't much going on. But think of young people today and the choices that they have every day to make in their lives. Choices of where they can go to school, where they'll live. The internet, Facebook, opens up a whole plethora of choices. Moses set before the children of Israel the most important choice of all. And he challenges you today, will you continue to choose life, or will you be led astray and choose death? And to those of you who think that this is not much of a choice, after all, we've been believers. Many of us have been members of the CLC, some of us even till going back to its inception. But we were reminded this morning, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Moses, that great leader of God's people, that reluctant leader of God's people. It was Moses who led the children of Israel out of Egypt as God destroyed the firstborn in the land of Egypt and then destroyed the military might of the greatest power of that day, Egypt, in the waters of the Red Sea. As we read in the first reading from Deuteronomy, Moses reminded the children of Israel that this is a no-brainer. Think of everything that God has done for you, provided you with water in the desert, manna and quail to eat every day, defeated the Amalekites, even King Og. And now he wanted to give to them that land, that promised land that he had told Abraham and Isaac and Jacob that would be theirs. Choices. What choice did the children of Israel make? When the 12 spies came back, 10 of them said, people are too strong, too great. No way we can possess this land. In spite of everything that God had done for this people, they chose death and destruction. So, what happened? Consequences. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. They could look over the border and see the promised land, but they were not permitted to enter in until an entire generation had died. And now that new generation was about to enter into the promised land, not under Moses, but under his successor, Joshua. And so Moses, in his last words to this people, says, "Choose life that you and your children may live." He says to you also today, choose life. Now let's be clear. We're not talking about making a choice to accept Jesus into our hearts. We're not talking about making a choice to believe. An unbeliever cannot make these choices because he is dead in sins. He cannot do the things of God because they're foolishness unto him. Moses is talking here to God's chosen people. He's not urging you to make the choice to believe in Jesus and be saved. He's talking to you as the children of God, chosen by God, brought to faith by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he says, now, as the children of God, the life you live is a matter of the choices that you make. But what does it mean to choose life? God defines that for us in verse 16 of our text. Moses says, "I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in God's ways, and to keep God's commandments." This is the choice of life. To choose life means to love God, as Moses said in Deuteronomy 6, with all your heart and all your soul and all your being. This is the agape love that the Spirit creates in the sinner's heart when he realizes and believes that the Holy God loves him and has forgiven him. So to choose life means to love God and put him first in your life. But secondly, Moses tells us that to choose life means to walk in God's ways. And this is where it gets tough. We're like sheep that love to wander. We always want to go our way. Why should we listen to God? Like the children of Israel, sometimes the more that God does for us, the less we tend to follow him. In Ephesians 5, Paul told the believers in Ephesus not just to talk the talk, but to walk the walk. He says, walk in love. Today there seems to be almost a disconnect between faith and life. We can say, I believe in Jesus, belong to a church, come to church. But our life is not in keeping with God's will. And so, like the children of Israel, who is set before us as an example, we lust after things. We're tempted to commit sexual immorality. And we complain and murmur and grumble as they did against God's dealings with us. To walk, to make a choice for life, is to walk in God's ways. And finally, to choose life means to keep God's commandments. We don't keep God's commandments in order to earn our salvation. We keep them as a result of the fact that God has saved us. And this is our faith life now. But so often, when we're faced with choices, we think, well, it's just a small disobedience to God. What could that matter? We tend to think we can do better than God has in mind for us. We don't realize the choices that are before us as God's children. And Moses gives us the negative side in verse 17. If your heart turns away and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them, I declare today that you shall surely perish. Choices. We're not going to build a golden calf and worship it. Or are we? Whatever becomes most important to you in the place of God becomes your idol. And it's so easy for us to be drawn, as the children of Israel were, away from God to these non-existent gods that would only result in death and destruction. Choices the children of Israel had, choices that they blew and suffered the consequences. Because when you read the rest of the Old Testament, you see that things don't get better, but worse. God's people continually choose not to listen to him, to follow these other gods. And in spite of everything God had done, they ended up crucifying the very Messiah, Savior, God sent to deliver them. But that's not us. That's not me. Or is it? Because God sets before us every breath we draw choices. So stop making excuses for little sins. Stop thinking, I don't need God so much. Maybe when I get older, I'll think about these spiritual things. Don't think the word isn't that important. After all, I can make my own choices. Stop doing it your own way. Stop choosing death and punishment from God. But maybe this isn't so easy. Maybe it's impossible for us because we do, as Paul did, make wrong choices every day of the life that we live. But what did Moses say at the opening of our text this morning? He said, "This commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off." You don't have to go up to heaven and have somebody bring the answer down to you. God has already given you the answer in his word. You don't have to go into the sea and try to retrieve it. God has already provided the answer. Moses says, "The word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart so that you can do it." Our choices begin and end with the word of God and the power that that word has through the workings of the Holy Spirit. Think back in Luther's days, 500th anniversary of the 95 Theses this year. Those people didn't have Bibles, although I had trouble finding a Bible this morning, like we do. The Bible they had was written in Latin. Sermons were given in Latin. The word had almost disappeared. But the word was restored through the workings of Martin Luther. And that word is near you today. It's not only in your ears, in your eyes, it is in your heart. And that word of God enables you to make the right choices as God reveals in his word his will for you. We say in the service, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it, but do you think about that? How blessed you are. Some of you, many of you had parents and grandparents that were in the word. Some of you discovered the word in spite of yourself. But that word is the thing that will enable you to make right choices in your lives. So to the next generation, Moses said, pay attention to the word. As Joshua, the next leader, said, This book of the law, the scripture, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you might be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Choices. Choose life. Amen. And now may that peace of God that passes all human understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.